You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 19th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I am really excited about the broadcast today. I've got a lot of things to announce, and one thing I wanted to get out early. 2 weeks from today, I will be joined by Monica Schaefer in the second hour. That will be February 2nd. If you don't know who Monica Schaefer is, then you're listening to the wrong broadcast. This is very important information. I'm happy to announce Monica Schaefer will be joining me 2 weeks from today. Next hour, 2020 presidential candidate Patrick Little will be joining me all next hour. And I'm here to tell you, controversial figure, people can have whatever opinion they want to. This is probably the most active activist out there right now. You know, Richard Spencer and others have kind of disappeared, dropped off the radar. Patrick Little, I watched several videos Sunday. You can go to his YouTube channel, and this guy's taking it to the streets, and very interesting person, to just put it mildly. So looking forward to that. Patrick Little going to be joining me. LittleRevolution.us is the website. You can go there. You can read his platform. He is running for president. He ran for Senate in California in 2016. So he's been shaking it up. And he will be joining me next hour. So we're certainly looking forward to that, too. Now, if you were watching the news yesterday, of course, you know, the mainstream media, there's even a montage on Drudge Report. I'm not going to play it for you here for the sake of time. But the mainstream media salivating over impeaching Donald Trump. And they do have a montage of all the insane impeachment. And I was amazed to see, looking at the news first thing this morning, now, they were saying that they had proof Cohen was lying to Congress, directed by Donald Trump over the endless Russian hoax gate absurdity. But this morning, actually, the Mueller team put out an announcement, issued an extraordinary statement disputing the bombshell news report that claimed President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the timing of a discussion over a proposed Trump Tower. So yet again, nothing but the fake news. And hopefully I'll have time to get into it. Maybe, I don't know. There is a natural news story. If you're a Mike Adams fan, if you read natural news, I've always considered that a credible website. I've never had any issue with Mike Adams that I know of. There is a story on Natural News right now, and if there is any validity to this one, it's an alert to all Americans. Prepare for emergency action in the 3D world. The orchestrated assault on your mind, your country, and your president is approaching its final chapter. Hopefully we'll have time to get into that. I don't know. I read it this morning. It is one heck of a story if he's got it together on that one. And as everyone hopefully knows, Trump is making a special announcement today at 3 p.m. from the Oval Office. I would assume he's caving. I think we're going to see possibly the cave on DACA, which, you know, you could argue, why not cave on DACA? I mean, it was put in place by Barack Obama by executive order, but Trump can't eliminate it by executive order because the traitorous courts stand in the way. He says he's got a special announcement about the state of emergency with the humanitarian crisis and with the government shutdown. So I don't know, but we will see today. I think the cave is in action, but I don't know. If you couple that with the natural news story, and hopefully we'll have time to get into that. But before we get going too far, I've got to get this in today. Now, this is coming in from the American Conservative. William Barr's connection to Ruby Ridge defending FBI snipers. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Attorney General nominee William Barr have focused heavily on Barr's views on Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but nobody is asking about Barr's legal crusade for blanket immunity for federal agents who killed American citizens. Barr received a routine questionnaire from the Judiciary Committee asking him to disclose his past work, including pro bono activity, serving the disadvantaged. The disadvantaged that Barr spent the most time helping was an FBI agent who slayed an Idaho mother holding her baby in 1992. After Randy Weaver, an entrapped American by undercover federal agents, U.S. Marshals trespassed on Weaver's land and killed his 14-year-old son, Sammy. The following day, FBI sniper Lon Hurucci killed his wife, Vicky, and she was standing in the cabin doorway. Hurucci had previously shot Randy Weaver in the back after he stepped out of the cabin. The suspects were never given a warning or a chance to surrender and had taken no action against FBI agents. Weaver survived after an Idaho jury found Weaver not guilty on almost all charges. Federal Judge Edward Lodge slammed the Justice Department and FBI for concealing evidence and showing a callous disregard for the rights of the defendant and the interest of justice. The Justice Department internal investigation compiled a 542-page report detailing federal misconduct and cover-ups in the case and suggested criminal charges against the FBI officials involved in Ruby Ridge. Most of you know this information. Barr told the New York Times in 1993 that he was not directly involved in the Ruby Ridge operation. 2 years later, the Washington Post revealed that the top official of the Bush Justice Department had at least 20 phone contacts concerning Ruby Ridge in the 24 hours before Vicky Weaver was shot, including two calls that involved Barr. Now, this is our incoming AG. Now, this past week on the 17th, the Ted Nostrand Brower Show covered this in detail, and we're going to play this clip right now. This is Ted Nostrand Brower from January 17th, 19, and it runs 723 to 1547. Sam, let's go ahead and play that right here, sir.
Now, we talked about William Barr and his fiasco and involvement in the Iran-Contra affair years ago, and nobody has been asking a question that I've been very concerned about, Dad's been very concerned about, is Barr's legal crusade for blanket immunity for federal agents who executed American citizens during Ruby Ridge. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, but William Barr was the acting attorney general during Ruby Ridge and also the beginning siege in Waco until Janet Reno took over the Waco fiasco. This whole thing, the fact that he's already been attorney general. Now, I'm going to read you a few things here, and some of this stuff is going to get a little graphic because I'm going to bring up some stuff about Ruby Ridge that everybody needs to understand, because this is one of those stories that a lot of people choose to push out of their memory because of how horrific it was. We've been up to Idaho. Dad and I have been up there before. We've been to that entire area, and we've talked to people that lived up there, and pretty much every single person we talked to when we brought this topic up, it was one of those things where their face got beat red. They got incredibly aggressive, and they were like, "This is, I don't even want to talk about this. I'm so mad about it still." And that was 10 years ago when we were up there. Ruby Ridge happened in 1992. So this is one of those things that needs to get brought up, because William Barr was the acting attorney general during Ruby Ridge. Barr received a routine questionnaire from the Judiciary Committee asking him to disclose his past work, including pro bono activities, which he described as serving the disadvantaged. The disadvantage that Barr refers to was the time spent helping FBI agent who executed Idaho mother while she was holding her baby in 1992 at Ruby Ridge. Barr spent 2 weeks organizing former attorney generals and others to support the FBI sniper in defending against criminal charges in connection with the Ruby Ridge incident. The charitable work helped tamp down one of the biggest scandals during Barr's time as attorney general from 91 to 93. Barr, at the time as attorney general, is responsible for both the U.S. Marshals Service and the FBI, who was involved in the Ruby Ridge siege. Essentially, what happened was after Randy Weaver was living on a mountaintop in northern Idaho, I'm going to keep this real brief, it's a long story. He was entrapped by undercover ATF agents, did not commit a crime. They basically got him on a technicality with short-barreled shotguns that were a half inch shorter than legally allowed by ATF without a tax stamp. Complete and total bogus entrapment. Well, U.S. Marshals trespassed on Weaver's land. His 14-year-old son got in a gunfight when the U.S. Marshals killed him. His 14-year-old son was also killed while the U.S. Marshals was trespassing on private property. At the same time, his dog was also killed. Now, what got really, really, really dark about this whole story is that the rules of engagement that were given to the current snipers that were in place were incredibly open. They've never given rules of engagement like this, hardly ever, even in military combat zones in other countries. They essentially said, shoot on sight, is what it came down to. The following day, after his son was killed by the U.S. Marshal, before the negotiators arrived at the cabin, FBI sniper Lon Horucci, from a position over 200 yards away, none of you guys have shot any rifles. I mean, you can take guns way out longer than 200 yards, but 200 yards is a good distance. You have no formidable threat if you're a sniper at 200 yards, especially on U.S. soil. Nobody can see you. You're in full camo. You're hiding under a bush, which a sniper was. And Randy Weaver exited the cabin, was opening the shed to visit his dead son's body that was executed by the U.S. Marshal the day before. He was going outside to go see his son. No threat to anybody at all. Lon Horucci, the FBI sniper, Horucci, shot him in the back, shot Randy Weaver in the back, exiting his right armpit while he was lifting the latch on the shed to visit the body of his dead son. The sniper even testified in trial that he had put the crosshairs on Weaver's spine, but Weaver moved at the last second. Then it is Weaver, his 16-year-old daughter Sarah, and Harris, who was his friend at the time, ran back towards the house. Vicky Weaver flung open the door and was shot in the head by Horucci. The same round used to murder Vicky ended up wounding Harris. Vicky was also holding their 11-month-old daughter in her arms. Nobody was ever giving a warning or even a chance to survive. For 9 days, Sarah, the 16-year-old daughter, had to care for her baby sister as well as her 10-year-old sister while the lifeless body of their mother decomposed in the family's cabin. During this time, their home, or it was referred to as a compound by the criminals that besieged it, by the state of federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, Sarah and the other survivors had to endure the sadistic mocking from the FBI agents who murdered Vicky and Samuel, her 14-year-old brother, even coming on one morning with loudspeakers, taunting them, stating, "Good morning, Miss Weaver. We had pancakes for breakfast. What did you have?" While the 16-year-old girl had to sit in there and watch her dead mom lay on the ground and decompose while she continued to manage keeping care of her 10-month-old daughter or sister and her other 10-year-old sister. This was all under William Barr's tenure, and the sniper that executed her mom was completely acquitted of any and all charges. Even after an Idaho jury found Weaver not guilty, the Justice Department and the FBI were slammed for concealing evidence and showing callous disregard for the rights of defendants and the interest of justice. the Justice Department internal investigation even compiled a 542-page report detailing federal misconduct and cover-ups in the case and suggested criminal charges be brought against FBI and officials involved in Ruby Ridge. Parr told the New York Times in 1993 that he was not directly involved in the Ruby Ridge operation in any way. 2 years later, the Washington Post revealed that top officials of the Bush Justice Department had at least 20 phone calls concerning Ruby Ridge in a 24-hour period before Vicki Weaver was executed, two of those calls directly involving Barr. In January 1995, FBI Director Louis Freech announced wrist slaps for the FBI officials involved. Literally, wrist slaps. They were demoted. No jail time, but they were demoted. Including his friend Larry Potts, who supervised the operation from headquarters and approved the shoot without provocation orders that circumvented the Constitution of the United States. The Justice Department paid $3 million to settle the wrongful death lawsuit for the Weaver family, but when Broward County, Idaho, filed criminal charges against Herucci, Barr sprang into action seeking full immunity for FBI sniper. Federal Judge Alex Kovansky warned in a dissent of the new James Bond 007 standard for the use of deadly force against American citizens, and I quote, he said, a group of FBI agents formulated new rules of engagement that permitted their colleagues to hide in the bushes from a distance and gun down men and women who posed no immediate threat. Such wartime rules are patently unconstitutional for any police action. This was William Barr. He went out of his way to make sure the sniper got zero charges, never went to jail, never even had to resign, never was anything at all. This same sniper was also involved in the Waco siege as well. This guy is a complete and total piece of crap, and I'm saying that lightly. And the fact that we're even considering putting him again at this position boggles my mind. This man not only was okay with having American citizens executed on U.S. soil, he got the culprits off that pulled the trigger to execute the American citizens and did so willingly and kept those men on the FBI force while he was still attorney general. So when everybody's asking these questions, these little, oh, well, do we think he's going to do a good job as attorney general? And not a single person has asked about anything of the direct involvement of Ruby Ridge or why he went out of his way to make sure that sniper received no jail time, didn't even get a manslaughter charge. This is the new world order government that we have warned everybody about. Trump has not been impressing me at all with his nominees.
Nope.
I don't even know what to say much more about this at all, Dad, but I wanted to bring this up because you guys know Ruby Ridge and Waco is a very just edgy point with me. Never been cool with it. Not
right,
one
Sam,
single
we can
bit.
Cut, we can cut it there. So how about that? Now, I know this audience has heard the story of Randy Weaver and Waco many times, but the William Barr connection to Ruby Ridge and the sniper. I mean, welcome to America, where you are assassinated by the FBI. Women assassinated by the FBI while holding a baby on their own property. Children shot on their own property by this tyrannical government. You know, I had an article sent to me, and Chuck Baldwin had wrote an article about he's not for the wall. He's not for the wall, which is fine if he opposes the wall. But his thinking about opposing the wall is that the wall is, you know, it works both ways. It could be like a wall to imprison the American people, which, you know, I don't deny that. You know, we've heard that argument before. But let me tell you something. If we're to the point now that we're scared to have a wall because we're afraid the federal government will use it to imprison the American citizens, then we need to quit talking about the wall and start talking about the government and whether or not it's time for a revolution in this country. You know, we need to quit worrying about the immigration or whether we're going to be browned out or demographically destroyed and start having the conversation about just how exactly tyrannical is this government in which we live under. You know, we've seen Ruby Ridge, the face of the United States government. We've seen Waco, the face of the United States government. We've seen 9/11, the face of the United States government. We've seen what happened in Iraq, the face of the United States government. We've seen what we've done in Afghanistan and in Libya and Syria. That's the face of the United States government. And the fact that there's a majority of Democrats and Republicans, the Republicrats and the Democrats, these bunch of skinny jean wearing sissy fags that parade around masquerading as our representatives, that openly decry for the demographic destruction of America and the move to reduce us all the way to a third world country, is the fact that we are governed in Washington, D.C. by the epitome of traitors. They're traitors to the Constitution. They're traitors to mankind. They're traitors to humanity. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Media Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I guess if you can find a live stream of it, I don't know who would be carrying it, but the Women's March is today. If you remember from 2 years ago, it is a testimony into how many women has descended apparently into complete madness and insanity in America. even as jaded as I am, I was a little bit taken back 2 years ago when I seen that women somehow decided that they wanted to dress up as vaginas and march around Washington, D.C. I mean, I don't imagine how they could have looked any stupider. I think they had pegged 10 on the meter of disgracing themselves, looking like complete idiots. Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House. Of course, there was nothing came of that because it's Madonna. It's A-okay. You just type that into your Facebook and see how well it goes for you because you're not Madonna. But what that one Judd woman that's in a bunch of movies. I forget her first name. I know her last name's Judd. She took advantage of the situation to tell everyone how nasty actually she was. But that was 2 years ago. That's happening today. They're having a big controversy over it, though, because apparently some of the women made some anti-Semitic remarks. I don't know what they were or why they were, but as we all know, that is the big, big super no-no. So they had a little controversy in their vagina march that's taking place today. But so we shall see. How about this? Now, actually, Mark Stein was filling in for Rush yesterday and done the story and actually done it some justice. I was surprised to even hear it discussed from that perspective or point of view. And isn't it interesting, the Democrats, doesn't matter what a Democrat does. I mean, it could be Barney Skank, you remember him? It can be whatever. They will rally around. They will protect their own. They will stand together. It doesn't matter what. But Republicrats, they're the complete opposite. They'll throw their own off the cliff, under the bus, to save their own lily-livered, cowardly, worthless hide at any given moment. Stephen King says yes to resolution, rebuking his own comments. Let's vote for this. I hope everyone saw this on Tuesday. House Resolution 41, a resolution rejecting white nationalism and white supremacy, serving as a condemnation of remarks by Representative Steve King, came before the House. King himself stood to deliver the floor remarks and said he would be voting yes for it too. So Stephen King gets up and votes yes to his very own rebuke of his very own remarks. In the resolution's text, King is mentioned among the whereas statements. Whereas on January 10, 2019, Representative Stephen King was quoted as asking, "White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become so offensive?" Saying he recognized the gravity of the issue before the House, King started off his remarks noting his own mention in the text of the resolution. "I began to read this resolution, Madam Speaker, and I started with the first whereas, and I'm going to read it as it's here," he said. He then began to read it with commentary. "Whereas on January 10, 2019, Representative Steve King was quoted as asking, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, there's a dash in there, a pause. How did that language become offensive?" Close quote. "I understand how you interpreted my words when you read them this way. There's no tape for this interview that I did. It was 56 minutes long. There are some notes on the other end, but there is no tape. There is no way to go back and listen. But I can tell you this, that ideology never shows up in my head. I don't know how it could possibly have come out of my mouth." So once again, you know, our worthless representatives did this again right after Charlottesville. You know, they vote for a kind of a symbolic condemnation of white nationalism. Every chance they get, they run. They can't balance the budget. They can't secure the border. They can't run the post office. They can't manage Social Security. They certainly can't put an end to these endless wars, but by golly, they can get their britches on and run down there and vote with the haste. I mean, they can get a resolution put together and through the House in a jiffy when it comes time to condemning anything white. And isn't it, but everyone voted for this, except one black representative who said it didn't go far enough. Everyone voted for it. But have you ever seen any legislation condemning black nationalism or Hispanic nationalism or anything other than white nationalism? And here, I don't know, you know, the context or what Stephen King actually said, but the language in here says Western civilization, and that is actually where they're trying to take this, to where the mere mention of the fact of Western civilization, especially if you throw some Christian up in there, Christian Western civilization, Western Christian civilization, what this country was founded on, it is the big no-no. That is bad words. That is hate speech, brother. That's where you're at in America today, and for a Steve King to go in there and vote for his own condemnation with the rest of the cowardly traitors. It is just the epitome of where we find ourselves out here in America, completely sold out to tyrants.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Patrick Little, patricklittle.us is the website. Coming up at the top of the hour. You know, yesterday there was a recall on chicken nuggets. I forget how many thousands. It was huge. The chicken nuggets had wood in it, wood in chicken nuggets. And then last night I was watching the news before going to bed, and they some kind of fake meat burgers. I don't know what exactly they were, some kind of fake-looking hamburger meat or something. They were recalling it. It had black rubber in the fake meat. I mean, I'm here to tell you, what a country. I mean, with Washington, D.C. just spewing corruption, and, you know, the swamp is not being drained. I don't know what the president's going to. I'm prepared for the full cave. That's my prediction. We may, next hour, at the end of the broadcast, take some phone calls for Patrick. You can tell me. I almost didn't do this story because I've done this story so many times, you know, but it's the same story, just the names have been changed, you know. But I'm going to do it because we saw it again this past week, another replay of the rehash. But I don't know if the American people can connect the dots. The RBN audience, all of you are going to say, wow, he's doing it again. But I don't make the news. I just report it. So here we go. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is proudly bragging about how they arrested some random retard named Hashir Jalal Tahib, who allegedly planned to blow up the White House with an anti-tank rocket. But when you read what actually happened, it was just a case of the FBI manufacturing a terror plot and arresting Tahib after they provided him with the fake weapons. According to the AP, a Georgia man accused of plotting to use an anti-tank rocket to storm into the White House was arrested in a sting Wednesday after he traded his car for guns and explosives, authorities said. Hashir Jalal Tahib, 21, of Cumming, was arrested Wednesday and is charged with attempting to damage or destroy a building owned by the United States using fire or an explosive, U.S. Attorney Byung J. Park said. God almighty, we're in trouble. A local law enforcement agency contacted the FBI in March after getting a tip from someone who said Tahib had become radicalized, changing his name and planned to travel abroad, according to an FBI agent's affidavit filed in the court. The affidavit says Tahib told a confidential FBI source in October that he planned to travel abroad for Hijra, which the agent wrote refers to traveling to territory controlled by the Islamic State. Because he didn't have a passport, he couldn't travel abroad. He told his FBI informant that he wanted to carry out an attack in the U.S. against the White House and maybe the Statue of Liberty. So this guy was so dumb, he apparently didn't even know how to get a passport. And I think all you have to do that is go to the post office. But we're told that someone this stupid was a major threat to the national security of the United States. Last week, Tahib told the undercover agent he wanted to pick up weapons this week and drive directly to Washington to carry out the attack, investigators said. Tahib said they would approach the White House from the back road, causing a distraction for police, and then would proceed into the White House using an anti-tank weapon to blow open a door and then take down as many people and do as much damage as possible, the affidavit says. Tahib told the undercover agent he had never shot a gun but could learn easily, and also said he had watched some videos on how grenades explode, authorities said. They're telling us that this guy never shot a gun, but he did watch some videos on YouTube showing grenades exploding. And once again, we're supposed to believe that he was some sort of serious terrorist threat. Tahib met with FBI source and undercover agents on Wednesday in a parking lot in Buford to exchange their cars for semi-automatic assault rifles, three explosive devices with remote detonators, and an anti-tank rocket, the affidavit says. A second FBI source met them and inspected the vehicles, and an FBI undercover agent arrived in a tractor trailer with weapons and explosives that had been rendered inert by the FBI. The undercover agent and Tahib talked about the guns, how to arm and detonate the explosives, how to use an anti-tank rocket, the affidavit says. Tahib and the undercover agent and FBI source, whom he believed to be part of his group, turned over their car keys to the second confidential source and then loaded the inert explosives and guns into a rental vehicle, the affidavit says. Then, after they got into the car and closed the doors, agents arrested Tahib. And he had no idea how to use the weapons that the FBI was providing providing him. I just wanted to share that because, for one, I've not seen any really in-depth on how that it's so common now. You know, that was just a brief story this week in the news, but it's supposed to be, you know, a big, gigantic terror plot foiled once again, but it's always the M.O. It's always the same M.O. It's always the FBI gets in contact with this person, makes the whole deal to provide them with weapons, and then slaps the cuffs on them, and they have foiled the big terror plot yet once again. I don't know how many times I've seen that one repeated over the last 10 years. I don't know, a bunch. But and it's almost like clockwork. There'll be another one. Okay, this is mid-January. Let's see, when does spring start? March 21st, the spring equinox. I would wager we have to have one of these at least every 3 months, you know. So I would say probably by the first day of spring you'll have another one. Now, no one's covering the yellow vest, which are still in force. I think this week is week 9. Don't hold me to that. But a lot's been happening going totally unreported. And last week I was talking about they were plotting bank runs. I don't know how that's played out. It's really hard to get very much information. No one wants to report on this, I guess, so the masses are clueless. And you certainly don't see any reporting in mainstream media in America. They did a little bit initially, like week 1 of this. And since then, very little in the news. Definitely not being reported on the NBC Nightly News with Lester the Cuck Holt. Also, last night on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, they played a clip. I couldn't believe it, really. They played a clip of Louis Farrakhan calling the Jews satanic Jews. They played that on the national news last night. I just couldn't believe it that they aired that, but it was on the news last night. And if you watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, you get the least amount of information, pertinent information, that they could possibly put to in a whatever that is. If you did take out the commercials, I guess it's like a 20 minute broadcast. But back to the yellow vest. Now, RT.com, one of the few websites, of course, Russia Today, doing any reporting really on what's happening in France. A 28-year-old Frenchman has been sentenced to 6 months in jail after he published a Facebook post attempting to organize a yellow vest blockade of a local petro refinery, according to local reports. Hedy Martin was arrested in Port-la-Nouvelle, southern France, on January 3rd, shortly after publishing the post on Facebook. In his post, Martin called for a yellow vest blockade of the petro refinery in the coastal town, urging people to stand up to the riot police. State prosecutors noted video footage of Martin on his Facebook page at several yellow vest protests in the region and criticized him for allegedly resigning from his short-term contract at a chocolate factory to spend between 4 and 7 hours every day demonstrating. So I just wanted to get that in quickly. They are arresting people in France now for posting to Facebook to even try to organize and keep the yellow vest marches going. Every week I try to look and see some of the pictures, and some of the pictures that came in from last week's protest were some really large ones. So this is continuing, and also simultaneously, you know, Theresa May and the farcical government in Great Britain is continuing to the charade that it's so complicated to exit the EU that they can't, you know, come together and do two and a half years later, and it's still, you know, chaos and shambles because, you know, isn't it interesting that all of these governments can come together so quick to vote for war? Oh, wow. You know, they can get it together, but if it's something that might benefit the native population, like trying to disintegrate the European Union, which would be much better for all involved, then it's just so complicated, and it's just such a tedious thing to try to unwrap this collage of these countries working together. It's just, you know, it's laughable. It's laughable. But yet they portray this as reality to the population. And you know, I don't know, maybe the people buy it. I mean, one thing, whether you love Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump, or somewhere in between, he is really, the mask is off of how completely corrupt Washington, D.C. is. I mean, completely corrupt. Like a cancer to the core, just a festering cesspool of filth, all of Washington, D.C., okay? And then the mainstream media, nothing but a group of paid professional liars, completely biased, wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in the face, completely trying to manipulate and persuade the American people to go along with this. It's not a slow destruction anymore. I used to think it was incremental. Now it is the full-blown, straight-ahead destruction of America, and you're seeing so many different signs of it. And I'm gonna go into just a little bit of this natural news story quickly, because I didn't see this till this morning. Now, you know, one of the scariest things, I guess, to even come to grips with is the fact that that insane lunatic and babbling buffoon Pelosi is two heartbeats away from being the president of the United States. I thought about that the other day, and I thought, wow, you know, when you think about that, this is the best we can do, is this complete idiot Nancy Pelosi, who was independently wealthy long before she got into politics. They all are. They all are. If they're not, they are now after they get there and they get their money from all of their PACs and from the lobbyists so that they can vote for more war and just whatever, you know, the agenda of the puppeteer is. But I'm going to read a little bit of this, and, you know, I've heard some of these type stories before. We all have. But I found it odd that it was coming from this source. Natural News: an urgent alert to all Americans, prepare for emergency action in the 3D world. New information has come to light that indicates the final solution of the globalist agenda to destroy America and enslave its citizens is drawing near. The entire corporate-run media is a fact-free mental poisoning operation that fabricates fake news on a daily basis to lie about vaccines, GMOs, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and everything else that is poisoning your body and your mind. The lies about President Trump go even beyond the usual lies, consisting of wholly fabricated delusions about Russia that utterly lack any shred of evidence or factual basis. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, BuzzFeed, and all the rest are committing orchestrated treason against America, and they're following orders from a rogue branch of the CIA, which has for decades specialized in toppling foreign regimes and installing political puppets as leaders. For the last 2 years, their goal has been to carry out a political coup against President Trump, no matter what the cost. The media has sacrificed every last shred of credibility to achieve this goal and now exists as nothing more than a delusion factory that produces daily fiction rigorously mislabeled as news. Well, brother, I can't disagree with any of that. Roger Stone describes the full plan. Political strategist Roger Stone says that the deep state is planning to remove both President Trump and Vice President Pence from office so that they can install Nancy Pelosi as president as part of a coup that will eventually see Hillary Clinton return as president. Now, this is according to Roger Stone, and that Roger Stone's not my preferred source of information, but I'm just sharing this with you. That way they can remove both Donald Trump and Vice President Pence, paving the way for Nancy Pelosi to become president. Pelosi will then appoint Hillary Clinton to vacate the vacant vice presidency, after which Pelosi would resign as president, allowing Hillary to take the White House, which eluded her grasp in 2016. Now, you know, I've heard these type stories before. I don't put a lot of stock in this type of thing. I mean, you remember how Barack Obama was going to declare martial law and then wasn't going to have elections and going to remain president and blah, 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 blah. We've heard some of this stuff. The media hacks have been ordered by globalist controllers to demand the impeachment of President Trump. Now, that's all they did yesterday. That's all they did yesterday, was demand the impeachment of President Trump over this Michael Cohen Steinberg thing. Whatever he's telling Congress, whatever, or BuzzFeed, maybe he's just making it all up. Who knows? But they certainly were yesterday. That was their rallying cry. The imminent death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which, you know, that this is kind of interesting, has accelerated the timeline of the anti-Trumpers throughout the deep state and the poisonous media. They have been ordered to pull out all the stops and do anything and everything necessary to eliminate Trump before Ginsburg is removed from the Supreme Court. Rumors are circulating that Ginsburg is already dead and that her death is being covered up to provide enough time for the deep state to arrest and remove President Trump from office. Now, the last time I can confirm this, the last time I saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I believe she was dead. I mean, did y'all see the latest pictures of her? I think she could be dead. She could be the walking dead. I don't know. Either way, Ginsburg passing is very near, and that has underscored the perceived emergency on the left, which is willing to do absolutely anything to maintain the authoritarian power over the American people. Now, simultaneously, the evil tech giants have gone into full-blown censorship mode and have transformed into rogue tech companies that conspire to silence all pro-America, pro-Trump speech across the net. It has become an urgent national security matter to now arrest the CEOs of Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other tech giants, as they are now committing treason on a daily basis, conspiring to see Americans' democracy overturned while demanding that America itself be overrun with communists and illegal aliens in a mass land invasion. Now, all that's about the truth. And, you know, this is a lengthy article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but when you put all this together in its totality, what's happening with Google and Facebook, what's happening with credit card processors, I mean, even what's happened to Alex Jones, I mean, you know, I would be the first to say he should have the right to say what he wants to, have Facebook, use Twitter, blah, 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 blah. If I don't like it, I don't have to go there and listen to it. I don't have to go there and read it. You know, that's the way free speech works. But not in America today, where censorship is alive and well, and they are working diligently to silence anyone whose speech does not go along with their contrived, continued destruction of America. Coming up on a break, we'll be back in a moment.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In the studio, and we were talking about before the break, I was running down the story from Natural News. I'm just going to leave it right there. You can read it for yourself. You know, we're talking about censorship by the tech giants and how biased it is. You know, I forget, a week and a half ago, I don't know, don't hold me to that, but Franklin Graham was censored by Facebook for something that he said a couple of years ago, on Facebook with regards to homosexuality. And, you know, it is incredible when you think about the Stephen King, all groups. I got a text from someone this week. They said this, and I thought, wow, that bears repeating. All groups are encouraged to work in their self-interest. All. Transgender, homosexual, lesbian, black, Hispanic, all groups are encouraged. It is looked up upon to work in their own interest. They're great activists, unless they're white. White is the only one. If you say anything, do anything. And last night on the news, some high schoolers had a boy and a girl had took a picture, looking like they were doing the Nazi salute, and it was just, you could tell it was a attempt at humor. They had a sign in front of them. This is world freaking news that some high schoolers did this, boy and a girl. They had to go talk to the principal. It is so absurd. Now, that's not freedom of speech right there. You know, you would think it would be, but they've got to be censored. They've got to be doxxed. They've got to be vilified for something that happened, you know, that World War II ended 70. Well, let me tell you something. World War II, the war against Germany never ended. It's not ended today. January 19th, 2019, it's not. The war against Germany is still going on, and they're still being destroyed. And it's never going to end unless there's a revolution or every German is destroyed. It's just that sad and simple. Also, on the news this past week, they were showing some girls on top of a car twerking. And, of course, you know, nobody gets on top of a car and just rides down the road twerking unless somebody's filming it to put it on Facebook. You know, there's no need. They won't do it unless they're going to put it on Facebook and, you know, stir up a controversy and get all that attention. We've got a whole segment of society that are starved to death for attention on the internet. They crave to be looked upon on a video screen and doing something so that they can get likes or dislikes or attention. It is sad. Where this society and the youth find themselves, Generation Z. Also, I was watching the news out of Charlotte this past week, which is, you need to have a firm stomach. Watch that. They were showing how there's people just laying in wait to steal your car when you go in the convenience store. You just go in the convenience store and they come running around the building and steal your car. Coming up on the top of the hour break, Patrick Little, patricklittle.us, coming up.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.